Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the FL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, here for another edition on this March the 28th, 2015, which means we are 32 days away from the 2015 NFL Draft. And this is what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. And today we're going to be joined by Monmouth running back Julian Hayes is going to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, a player that I'm excited to speak to because, you know, it's somebody that I've had a chance to watch train here in my own backyard at Parabolic Performance in New Jersey, and always got love for the hometown, especially Monmouth, where we've seen guys like Miles Austin, Anthony Fasano, and others make that path from Monmouth to the NFL. And Julian Hayes has all the skill sets to be the next guy to leave his mark at the pro level. You're talking about a guy that can do a little bit of everything very well, has great burst. I love his patience and the vision running between the tackles. And I think he'd be a great fit for a zone blocking run scheme, somebody that can burst through the holes, and love his pass protection skills. And a lot of running backs coming out of college don't have that polished pass protection ability. That's something that he brings to the table, as well as a dependable set of hands coming out of the backfield, you know, working out with Michael Burton here in New Jersey, the two of them just making catches all day long. And he actually worked out at the Yale University Pro Day yesterday, where a lot of NFL teams were in attendance and on hand. Of course, Tyler Varga also there. So specifically running back needy teams in attendance to watch, you know, the Yale Pro Day. So Julian Hayes getting some NFL looks. We're going to talk to him about all that and more as soon as he joins the show. Of course, we are the NFL Draft Bible, sponsored by MyFantasyLeague.com. Check out MyFantasyLeague.com for all your web hosting solutions. I've been a member for over 10 years strong. We host our Dynasty League on MyFantasyLeague.com, so I highly recommend it. And when you get a chance, please check out our sponsor at MyFantasyLeague.com. Of course, you can follow everything that we do on our Twitter handle at NFL Draft Bible. If you are interested in hearing all of our interviews, all the latest interviews, we always put everything on our Twitter handle at NFL Draft Bible. So that's the best way to keep up to date with us. And we'll be actually having a new radio home here at the NFL Draft Bible. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to work out an agreement with Blog Talk Radio, so we'll be leaving this platform. We'll have a brand new home. Look out for that coming in 2015. We're excited. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for that update. And, of course, NFLDraftBible.com, all of your NFL draft updates, mock drafts, scouting reports, videos, pro day reports. If you want a copy of the NFL Draft Bible Big Board, you can email me, ric@nfldraftbible.com. I will send you a complimentary copy. It has all the NFL scouting combine measurables as well as all the pro day measurables. If you want a good comparison for how non-combine invites are doing compared to combine invites in the measurables department, we have all that good stuff. And, of course, our unique player rankings. So email me, ric@nfldraftbible.com, and I will send you a free copy. We are scheduled to have Julian Hayes here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm trying to give him a couple more minutes to call in. This was a last-second coordination, so we're hoping to have him on the show. And hopefully we get him on. If not, we'll have to reschedule, but that's what happens here on live radio. Again, I'm your host, Rick Saratella. While we're waiting for Julian to call in, if there's anybody out there interested in sponsoring these podcasts, we have a lot of opportunities to hop on board with that. We do about 200 to 300 player interviews leading up to the NFL draft each year. And, if you're interested in advertising opportunities with our podcast, with our videos, with our website, with our social media, again, contact me, ric@nfldraftbible.com. All right, we're going to give Julian Hayes a few more minutes here, and hopefully we get him on. And if not, then we'll have to reschedule this interview. But hopefully we do get to talk to him. Somebody creating a big buzz for himself. And hopefully we have him here. But it doesn't look like it's happening right now as we speak. So we'll give him another minute or two. But like I said, Julian Hayes working out at Parabolic Performance in New Jersey. Great staff, great support team around him. And I know somebody that, did well at his pro day, because that's what the Parabolic team guys are doing. All the Parabolic Performance guys have just showed up and showed out at their pro days. And Julian Hayes is another example of that. So we'll give him another minute or two here. And just trying to see if he's coming on. So was told he would be here, but I don't see him. So it looks like we're going to have to probably reschedule this interview at a future date. Once again, I was your host, Rick Saratella, for the NFL Draft Bible. Follow us on Twitter @NFL Draft Bible. We have a nice Facebook group. You can also tag along on Google+. NFLDraftBible.com for all your latest news, information, and, of course, on Twitter @NFLDraftBible for all the latest and the greatest. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. We will catch you next time, everybody. I apologize. Okay, back at it again. It's your host, Rick Saratella of the NFL Draft Bible for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. What we do here is bring you the names you need to know first, and today we have Monmouth running back Julian Hayes scheduled to join us, and he's somebody that I've had a chance to scout up close in person here at Parabolic Performance in New Jersey. I've had a chance to watch him work out for several months, putting out work, Parabolic Performance, and he is fresh off his pro day workout yesterday at Yale University. So we actually have him on the hotline right now. It's Julian Hayes from Monmouth University joining us on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. How are we doing today, Julian?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. It's been a while now since the last time I saw you. You were getting ready for your pro day workout at the Parabolic Performance facility. So enlighten us. I know your workout was yesterday. I don't have the results in front of me, but I heard through the grapevine that you had a very strong workout and did very well. Were you happy with the results?
Yeah, I was very happy with the results. I mean, I think, of course, as a little bit of a perfectionist, I think I could have done a little bit better on some things. But, I mean, I think if I ran a 4:2:40, I'd still be thinking the same thing, you know. But unofficially, 40 was in the 4.5s. First one at a 4.55, second at a 4.57. Got a 37-inch vert, 10.2 broad, 19 on the bench. And field drills and everything went really well. I mean, overall, I think good stuff out there.
Very strong workout all around. And I know that running back needy teams were in attendance yesterday because you worked out at Yale University. They do have a running back prospect as well, Tyler Vargas. So I know that a lot of the specific running back scouts from teams were in attendance. Were you able to gather any kind of feedback, talk to anybody afterwards? I know a lot of times it's really a hit or miss thing whether or not a scout inquires. Sometimes they talk to a coach, But if they're really interested, sometimes they don't talk to anybody. Just curious to see if you had a chance to chat with anybody or your coaches did, if you got any kind of feedback, and what you took away from the workout overall.
I was getting good feedback throughout the day. Afterwards, my agent, myself, the Patriots and the Colts, and had an interview process for about a half hour. So we got into depth about just asking questions, trying to, you know, find out more about me and get all that type of information. So, I mean, it was definitely good to see that I was generating some interest, especially from some teams that I know that are inquiring for running backs. But, I mean, my overall feedback of the workout was I was just very excited to finally get after. You know, it's a day that you trained for months. You know, you had that date in your head kind of. So it was good to just get back on the field and just go after it.
Now, before you came on the show, I was just talking about your game overall and just the well-rounded assets that you bring to the table in terms of being able to run between the tackles, but also catch the ball out of the backfield. And something that a lot of running backs coming from the collegiate level aren't too good at is protection. I know that's something that you take pride in as well. So in the overall grand scheme of things, I mean, you possess the skill set to be an every down back, three down player. How do you see your skills translating to the next level?
I believe that my skill set translates very well into the next level. I think that I possess what it takes to be an every down back. I believe that I have, you know, the size and the wherewithal to not take a lot of, you know, over abuse at the next level. I certainly feel I can run in between the tackles. I think I have what it takes to, you know, get the ball 20, 25 times a game. And pass pro, that was something that was really instilled, you know, early on in my career, I would say, at the collegiate level, the importance of pass blocking, whereas in high school, you know, there wasn't so much emphasis placed on it. So that was something that I really took a lot of pride in, you know, being able to extend plays, you know, have the quarterback feel comfortable in the pocket. And then when it's time to come out of the backfield and catch the ball, I feel very comfortable catching the ball. And even lining up in the slot and creating some mismatch with linebackers or with safeties coming down and playing, I think that my game translates very well to the next level. I think that it's polished enough to be able to be an every down back at the next level and be productive at that.
And if the NFL team were to ask you what you consider to be your greatest strength, what do you think is your best attribute that you bring to the table?
My best attribute, I would think, is definitely my explosiveness and my burst. And I think that when you combine that with my overall vision of the field, I think that's what allows me to hit these holes, which, you know, at the next level are not going to be very big and they're not going to be there for very long. So it definitely requires a patient back, but at the same time, the you know, the league is demanding of a back that can see the holes, see these difficult cuts, and make that's what I excel at.
All right, very good. We're talking to Monmouth running back Julian Hayes, jack of all trades, and talked about some of your strengths. How about coming into your senior season, Julian, you know, doing a little reflection, coming into your final year of collegiate ball? What was an area of your game where you said, you know what, I'm going to focus on getting better at this aspect of my game? What did you work on trying to improve this past season?
This past season, I think for me was just to, you know, increase my ability to be more versatile in the passing game, you know, step out of the, you know, the so-called box that, you know, running backs are placed in and be able to line up in the slot and be more of a playmaker. I know a big thing for me, what people were questioning was my breakaway speed, but I've never felt that I had, you know, any questions in my mind in regards to my speed. So that was definitely something I worked on, was my ability to extend plays and break away from defenders. So in the offseason, I placed a lot of emphasis on getting a lot faster and, you know, increasing my top speed. And I think if you look at my senior year film, I think it's pretty evident that I made a lot of improvement in that field and that I definitely took great strides in being able to, you know, make plays and break off larger runs.
Now, your pro day is over. You've hopefully never have to run another 40-yard dash again for the rest of your life, but a lot of work went into that one-day audition. I know you put in several months leading up to that day, just the preparation the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears. Fortunately or unfortunately, Julian, we still have 5 weeks now left to go to the NFL draft. So what's the game plan from now until then? What's your outlook or what's your agenda looking like for the next 5 weeks or so until you find out whose camp you're going to wind up in?
Well, I mean, I think for myself as well as, you know, pretty much every prospect in the country, it's a little bit of a waiting game now. You know, nothing is definite at this point, you know. I think the biggest thing is just getting right back to the grind, you know. The pro day was definitely a process. So I have my day or two off to let my body recuperate. And, you know, from there, I'd rather not, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, wondering who's going to call, what teams are, you know, very interested. I know I can control what I can control at this part. And at that point, it's, you know, staying in shape, getting in even better shape, and really improving upon the product that I can have and offer to a team coming into a mini camp situation. So at this time, I'm staying in conversation with my agent, working for me right now. And on my end, I'm just continuing to prepare and continue to produce the best product that I can.
And I know firsthand, personally, you're in good hands with your agency, Inspired Athletes. Their first year representing NFL athletes, and they're looking to make a splash with yourself and a couple of other players. But just tell me a little bit about the whole agent selection process, how you went about linking up with Inspired Athletes, and why they were the right choice for you.
I think Inspired Athletes as an agency is doing a phenomenal job. You know, as you mentioned, you know, this is their first year in the NFL agency business, and I think that the group of guys that we have right now is solid. I think we have a lot of guys who are, you know, have already begun to show scouts and have begun to show NFL teams that they can play at the next level and that they can be very productive players at the next level. With me, how the whole process, came to fruition, I had been in talk with some agents, and, it was still a matter of a comfort thing for me. And when I went down to train at Parabolic with Brian Martin, he had already had a relationship with a few of the, you know, agents down there who had sent players down. And with Dave Schumann, he got the chance to see me work out a couple times, and I had been in talks with him a few times. He had looked at my film, and Dave reached out to me about potentially representing me, and it was a no-brainer to me. I was able to see how he handled some of his other, some of his other players that were down there, you know, Kevin Henry from Central Michigan and Dwight Dobbs from Tulsa, and just getting feedback from them and seeing, you know, that it was a genuine, you know, care for his players to get there, to get to the next level, and he's willing to work hard for them. And, you know, I've never had an issue working hard. So I think that relationship just kind of built itself. And, you know, like I said, Dave's a really genuine person. So I just felt very comfortable. And, I felt not obligated. I felt, you know, I really felt that I felt a desire to want to perform and to want to work hard for this guy, you know, who invested in me. So it just happened to be a great fit.
Absolutely. Talking to Julian Hayes, Monmouth University, taking some time out of his schedule here, fresh off his pro day performance at Yale University yesterday. And before we let you go, Julian, I just want to give you the platform. The stage is yours for any final thoughts, shout outs, thank you, whatever the case may be. The world is yours, my man.
Oh, man. I just want to, you know, thank everyone who's worked with me to get to this point. Definitely want to thank Parabolic and Brian Martin for giving me a chance. Of course, I want to thank Dave and the agency for, you know, taking a chance on me as well and representing me. And just to any teams looking to inquire in the future, I just want to emphasize the fact of, you know, I can play every down. You know, I feel very confident catching the ball out of the backfield. And really, I'm just looking to make a splash. You know, I'm not a guy that's caught up on, you know, getting drafted or where I'm going to get drafted. You know, I just know that regardless of, you know, where I end up, I know I have to come out and I have to be ready to work, and I'm ready to do that. So at this point, it's back to the grind for me. You know, I'm probably going to be a little quiet for this, you know, these next couple months coming up. It's time to get back to business. So I'm ready to go. And I want to thank you again for having me on the show and allowing me to, you know, speak on your show as well.
Of course. I know you're all about that business. I've seen it firsthand, the hard work that you put in. You're dedicated to your craft, and definitely going to be keeping our tabs on you, my man, and looking forward to seeing where you wind up. So please do keep us posted. And once we find out where you're going to be playing football on Sundays, hopefully come back on the show and join us. And don't forget about us here at the NFL Draft Bible.
Oh, absolutely. You already know. I really appreciate it, Rick.
All right. That's our guy, Julian Hayes, Monmouth University, Jersey Strong, and getting better right here in our own backyard at Parabolic Performance. Like I said, I've had a chance to see him work out on 10 to 15 occasions, and just as good as any running back prospect coming out. It can do it all, and I know he's going to succeed at the next level. Of course, he's in good hands with inspired athletes, so big shout out to them for helping coordinate this interview. And of course, we'll be keeping tabs on Julian Hayes and all the NFL draft prospects over at the NFLDraftBible.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at NFLDraftBible for all our latest player interviews. And till the next time, everybody, I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, just 32 days away from the 2015 NFL Draft. Till the next time, everybody.